Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is Wealth Wednesday, April 11th, 2018, as we are continuing our growth series, ladies and gentlemen, for our growth month of April, as we are super excited about the information we're about to share today, what I'm going to be sharing today, and helping you all, entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, and small businesses, churches and nonprofit organizations across the country, as we begin to build up our communities, as we continue to educate and to uplift and empower people. Our goal is building networks and improving people's lives is our theme of this show, GTE Professional Network Radio. And I'm super excited for all of my radio listeners who tune in each week to hear some great nuggets, tools, and tips to help them build and grow their business. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk about today's topic. Why is it important to brand your business? I've shared this many times before, but I feel that it's going to be a need to revisit this again so that way people can understand why is it important to brand your business. And we always talk about branding, how do we brand our business. As a small business owner myself, I'm doing web design and marketing, Global Touch Enterprise. I wanted to make sure that people understand what we're about, what we do, and that you can guarantee that you will get the correct information from us in reference to helping you build your business. Our business is B2B, business to business, because we provide a service for small business owners, churches and nonprofit organizations to build a website for them so that way they can market their business or their product or service that they have in the marketplace. Well, if you're talking about community-based businesses today and you want to, why it's important to brand the business is because we want to make sure that people understand that running a business is not just selling things or sharing things or just giving out whatever you do, but it's all about the representation of a brand. Look at PepsiCo. Look at all of the different brands out here in the marketplace today that started small and now are big businesses, and you can kind of bank on what they're about and what they represent in the community. Well, that's what you want to become when you begin to build your business, your brand, and making sure that it represents you, who you are, what you're about, and what you're here to do in the marketplace. If you define that clearly, you will be able to be a successful business, and your business will grow like never before, leaps and bounds. But if you're running a business, you most certainly see yourself wearing more than one hat. You work tirelessly to build a strong customer base, supervise a workforce, and at the same time, ensuring that you reach your financial commitment. It's not easy, ladies and gentlemen, when you're talking about building a brand for yourself or a business. But typically, we work hard to make sure that we are doing everything in our power to represent who we are and what we're about, and that we satisfy the needs of the people in the community, in the marketplace. So that way, no matter where you're from, all walks of life, it doesn't matter, you want to make sure that you're satisfying three things in the marketplace is what people want, need, and can afford. So with all this mayhem going on, ladies and gentlemen, it's easy to assume that branding your business is something that can wait. After all, ladies and gentlemen, With those unpaid bills stacking up on your desk or on a daily basis, you hardly have the time to focus on branding your business. While juggling too many things at one time, ladies and gentlemen, you completely lose sight of the most important aspect of building and solidifying your business. By not paying attention to creating a brand for your business and creating an awareness around that brand, you unknowingly deprive your business of the highest potential it can reach. You're nurturing a business that could gain a stronger foothold in the market if only it had the backing of a registered and popular brand. The branding process, ladies and gentlemen, does involve quite a bit of work. But if approached in a right way, and I always say this, it doesn't take long to promote a brand that potentially customers can identify and connect with. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, what does it take to create and own and promote a brand and your brand? One, get to know your customers. Your brand is an extension of your business. It reflects your and your company's image. You must pay attention, though, ladies and gentlemen, to the message you intend to relay to your target audience. Through your brand, you should be clear as to what type of audience you find appeal in your products. Identifying your customers is a very important part of the branding building process. So, for example, ladies and gentlemen, a company selling extreme sports products would probably opt for loud and flamboyant branding, whereas a law firm, on the other hand, ladies and gentlemen, would prefer something subtle with emphasis on professionalism. It's about understanding your niche and representing yourself in the smartest way within that niche, if you understand that. So I want to make sure that everybody understands that this is a process. It's going to be a process in branding your business, but it can be a successful process if it's done properly. Number two, invest time in creating your logo. A logo is an effective pictorial representation of a brand that encapsulates the ethos and nature of the business in one swoop. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, investing time in designing a logo is important. In my personal experience in doing web design and marketing and also doing logo design, there have been many occasions where a new business feels that they need to inject as much information as possible into the logo, only to find that the result is noisy and bland. And you don't want to do that. Simple is always the key. Keeping it simple, but yet representing is always going to be your focus and goal. If you're doing it that way, ladies and gentlemen, which I always recommend to businesses that ask me, hey, can I get a logo done? I need a website, this, I need this and that. I got to make sure it's simple. Keep it simple. You don't have to be flashy, flamboyant, all this bells and whistles. But it must be something that can reach out to your target market, your customers, and people that you want to interact with on a regular daily basis. It can be easy to assume, ladies and gentlemen, that designing a logo is an expensive endeavor, which is why many business owners take to the internet for cheaper alternatives, only to find that they're in receipt of a logo that looks like countless others and does little to effectively communicate the brand. You have to set yourself apart, meaning that you have to be unique in your logo design, your business plan, and your business and your website. So that way nobody can say, this looks just like this XYZ company, and you want to be different from them and your competitors. Who is your competition? Do you know the market? Do you know what they're selling? What are they looking like? You want to do the opposite. Observe the masses and do the opposite. So you don't want to be just like everybody else doing the same thing, and you look like everybody else doing the same thing, then nobody will know who's who. So you want to differentiate yourself from that as a business owner. Please believe when you do that, ladies and gentlemen, you come out a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. So when creating a logo, it's important that it truly reflects the brand as well as its goals. It can really, ladies and gentlemen, be worthwhile to get the right kind of graphic designer on board, myself included. This will ensure that your logo looks professional. Sometimes it's not just the design, but the choice of colors and other elements of a logo that works the magic for you and your business and your brand. So that way, people can identify you versus Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Mountain Dew. If you look at those brands, notice the logos of those brands. Different, not one of the other. They're using different colors. They're doing different schemes. It looks unique. It's something different to represent that brand. You, on the other hand, must be the same way. Don't be like everybody else. Be different. Number three, trademark your brand. Now that you have a great logo representing your product, wouldn't it be better, ladies and gentlemen, to have exclusive rights to it? How would you feel if someone else launched the same product with the same brand name? What if he was to promote enough to officially register the brand in his name before you did? All those years of hard labor will go down and drain instantly. Of course, you could file an injunction against his using the brand, but do you want to go embroiled in a time-consuming legal battle? I don't think so. Therefore, it's wise to get your brand registered with the federal trademark offices even before you start promoting your brand. You may elect to hire a consultant who can help navigate these complicated waters. So you want to make sure you're doing it correctly. You want to be out there to trademark the brand, because if you don't, others can take it, others can do it and use it, and then you out of the picture. So in order to keep that down, if you got a concept and idea that works and you want to brand your business, you want to do a trademark. So you want to trademark the brand. Once you do that, you come out strong. Now, this is one thing I can say when it comes to small business owners. They don't take the time to really do this. They should. I encourage them to. I implore them to. But sometimes, you know, hey, it happens. They decide, well, I can do that later. By that time, somebody else would have came up, saw exactly what they've done, and duplicated that. Well, you can't fight if you didn't trademark it. So let's get out there and do the right thing. Number four, make the right first impression. Oh, this is highly important, ladies and gentlemen. Whether this is your first business launched or an existing business going through a rebranding, it's important that you make the right impression in the first instance. Pay attention, ladies and gentlemen, to customer service. I always say this more importantly. If you've got great customer service, you got a great business. If you've got a poor customer service, you have a poor business. If your marketing campaign can persuade people to make a purchase, then the last thing your business needs is to be let down by poor customer service. Hello. I'm talking to you, business owners, entrepreneurs, and people that are currently working businesses today. You want to make sure you give great customer service at all times. That, to me, ladies and gentlemen, is your bread and butter, your ultimate motto, your ultimate theme for your business. If you do not do this, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot retain, you cannot keep the people, and you won't have a repeat business. You want the same people coming into you on a regular basis. Look at the companies that do have a repeat business. They're going to continue to thrive. Why do you think they last 20, 30, 40, 50 years? Because of the same people. And you get new people when you relaunch and rebrand or put new promotions out there to get more traffic. But the bottom line is you want to make sure you make the right first impression. This is most important. And customer service is the way to go. Number five, research the competition. I say this all the time. If you don't do this, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to really miss the boat. Competition fuels the world of business. It makes the marketplace more exciting. Even now and then, you must do a little research about your competitors to see what they're doing right and how you can stay ahead of the of them and of the curve. Focus on your unique selling points. There's no sure shot, ladies and gentlemen, the way to beat the competition, but standing your ground with authenticity and integrity, that's a key word that nobody used today, integrity, in a competitive world will earn a lot of kudos for your brand moving forward. You must make sure, ladies and gentlemen, you do your research of your competition. What are they doing right? What are they doing wrong? What are they not doing? What can you do better? How can you market? How can you give great customer service? Let's go back to that. And how can you do the right thing when it comes to the five P's of marketing? Remember, again, it's all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. Mastering the five P's of marketing will help you brand your business successfully. And again, it's all about how we promote the business. And we must stay consistent, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to promoting and branding your business. That goes to number six. Ensure your branding is consistent across all platforms. Oh, how I have said this so many times to a lot of companies and business owners, and yet they still think that they can do things a little different here and there. If you bake a cake and it's chocolate, and you turn around and bake another cake that has chocolate with filling in it, vanilla filling or yellow filling in it, is that the same cake? No, it's not. So in order for you to basically brand properly and the correct way is to ensure your brand is consistent across all platforms. After you trademark your brand, you'll necessarily have to maintain consistency across all platforms. Your brand will have to be played everywhere in exactly the same design, format, colors as you submit with the trademark offices at the time of registration. Keeping branding consistent, ensuring that the information relayed to people is not misleading or confusing in any manner. When people see a well-established brand, they insistently recognize the products that brand sells. This is a great advantage of having a brand in the first place. Imagine the benefits you can reap over time. A brand registered in your name is like owning a piece of real estate that gives you dividends over time. Any big brand that you've ever heard of could not have made it so big in absence of a well-thought-out branding strategy. Your brand could be the next, so what are you waiting for? Ladies and gentlemen, what are we doing? Let's continue to brand our business properly, ensuring it, no matter what platform you use, social media, your website, the marketing materials, your advertising, even promoting your brand on social, on anything, on network radios, anything that you're doing, TV, all of these things have to be done, and especially in media. If you're going to promote your brand in media, you want to make sure you have the proper theme in place, and that your brand is consistent with everything else that you've done. This is a radio show, your internet radio, and we're media. So guess what? I'm going to ask the business owner, do you have a brand name? Do you have a brand? Do you have a logo? Do you have anything that we can do to promote it while you're on the show as a special guest? If they don't have it, ladies and gentlemen, then I suggest to them that they should prepare to get something done so that way they can start branding the business. If they haven't registered their brand, they need to register it. So these are the things why it's vitally important to brand your business. As I just went over all six steps, I just wanted to show you that this is vitally important in order for you to grow. To me, again, growth is the most important commodity on the planet. You do not want to miss out on that, and you want to continue to reap the rewards of branding your proper business. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm super excited about what we shared today and how we are able to help you with these tools and tips to make sure that you build and grow your network in the area where you do business. And it's all about building networks and improving people's lives. And I want to share this We're going to be continuing on in the month of April as we continue to close out this month, ladies and gentlemen, on our growth series, our Wealth Wednesdays, that we want to be having special guests on our show to talk about any and everything that they want in our community. We want to help each community across the country to build and grow together. It's all about us helping each other. PHP effect, as I keep saying, and I say again, it's all about people helping people. And as long as your brand does that and your business does that, you're on the right track. And that's what you want to stay consistent on. You want to help as many as you can as you help yourself. And again, it's not all about you, but it is about what you represent, how well you work in the marketplace, and how you're helping others. Because we're only satisfying three things, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace, is what people want, need, and can afford. And when you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful in business today. And I'm super excited for everybody who's tuned in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Go to our website if you have any questions or concerns. You can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And I'm super excited for all the opportunities. You can check us out on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. We're on LinkedIn. So those are the social platforms that I mostly generate on. So that way I can share and continue to share information to help you grow as I grow. And in all of together, ladies and gentlemen, we all here to work together. And that's the most important piece. And I want to thank you all for tuning in on this edition of GTE Professional Radio. My name is Ed Peterson. And until then, it's given a plum pleasing pleasure as well as the privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And until then, keep building the dream, ladies and gentlemen, and keep the faith. Global Touch Enterprise. Welcome to GTE Professional Network Radio with host Ed Peterson. Thank you for tuning in, and tune in next week as we continue to share more tools and tips to assist small businesses to build and grow their network in the area where you do business. And we want to thank you all for tuning in of this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio.